Why should that be? The chur, when each daughter got married at that time, she had a right to get 1/10, and the chur, she can keep it, it's her dowry. Why later, as the years go by, when every daughter gets married at the end, we have to collect all the money back together and get them divided equally? Why should that be? And the Gemara also comes, this is what he meant to say, that in bo kulam linasa kiyachas, let's say all 10 daughters are getting married now at the same time. All 10 of them are getting married at the same time. Now the halacha is cholkas b'shava, that after each one takes 1/10, 1/10, 1/10, now we go and divide it up equally and give them all equal portions. And the sign of the Rav Masna is a proof of the riot to Rav Masna. The Yom Rav Masna, Rav Masna says, in bo linasa kulam kiyachas, if all the daughters want to get married at one time, is noitlois iser echad, so you'll get only 1/10. Fred Gemara iser echad sakadaita, do you think really they only get 1/10? Like, why only 1/10? The chur should get more than 1/10. Ella, what they meant to say is like this: noitlois iser ke echad. That's what he meant to say. Of course, each daughter has a right to get her own 1/10 of the property the father left over. And like we learned before, the first one that gets married, she gets the first 1/10 of all the nechasim. After that's taken off, then when the second one gets married, she gets 1/10 of what's left over, and the third, and the fourth, and the fifth. But since they're all getting married around the exact same time, the same week or so, we say now at the end of the last chasna, now we take all the money and divide it up equally, and each one gets an equal portion of the tenth. But Tana Rabbanu, went to the Braisa like this. Ha bonos. The girls, again, they don't have a father. Is Bain Bogru, whether they came up by Geras means they're 12 and a half years old. Achela Nisu, that did not get married yet, but the first thing that came up was that they're 12 and a half years old. Or else Bain Nisu, or else where they got married earlier, Achela Bogru, even before they came up by Geras. And if either one of these two things happen, either they get married, have an Nisuyin, or else they become a Geras, is Ivdum is an Asayim. They lose the right to get fed from their brothers. That tonight Subazoni calls the man, they're a Ketana or a Nara, or else they're not married yet, they have a right to be fed from the father's Nechasim. But for La'ivdu Panasasim, they do not lose the right that when they get married to collect the dowry, that they still receive from the father's Nechasim. This is Rebbe Shita, that even though the girl became a Bageris, and now she's getting married, still she has a right to collect the Panasa dowry. Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar Reimer, af ivdu panasosim. No, they even lose their panasar also. In other words, if the girl becomes a bageris, and now she wants to get married, she does not get a present from her father's nechosim. Or else, let's say she has nesuya now, even though she's not a bageris, also she loses her rights to get the panasa. So Rashi explains, when does she get a panasa then? Only if she has nesuya when she's still a katana. When before she's 12 years old, if she gets married and has nesuyin, then she has a right to collect her panasa from her father's nechasim. Kate said, "Hey, noisin." So now it's an eitzah toiva. What should the girls do? It comes out now. Once the girls become an ara, comes 12 years old, when they get married now, they'll never get the dowry. So what should we do for them? Is soichos lehem bailim. We should hire rent husbands for them. Or mitzi lehem panasasim, as if to say, like, let them get married, let them have a husband now when they're still a katana, in order that they will collect that 1/10 of all the nechasim of the father and have the dowry, so they'll have it, because otherwise they're going to lose it. That's according to Rav Shimon ben Elazar. The Omer Rav Nachman said that Omer Lehuna, Huna said, Hilchasa Karebi. It's like a paskin like Rebbe that no, the daughters do not lose their dowry even though they became a bageris. That's what Rav Nachman said. Eis ve'rov al-Rav Nachman, so Rav is the kash to Rav Nachman, it says, Yisoy ma, our Mishnah says, Yisoy ma, she doesn't have a father. She only has a mother or a brother. And they marry her off, and even though she's doing midah, she agrees right now to accept this small amount of money for dowry. That's the cost for love and meyer b'chamishim zuz. The mother or the brother only writes her right now $50 or $100. The Mishnah says, Yechol hi mishatagda, when she becomes a gedolah, this yisaimam, lohitzi miyada ma'ashirul inosin lo. She has a right to go to Bezin to complain and say, I did not get my dowry I deserved. I was supposed to get 1/10 of my nechosim, of the father's nechosim, I didn't get it. So she has a right to go to Bezin. So Gemara makes a diyek, taima diktana. What's the reason? Because she's a ktana. Ho gedoyla vitra. Mashmer, she'd be a gedoyla though, she loses out. Ho gedoyla vitra. Mashma, if she's a gedolah, she has nesuim, and she's a gedolah yisayimah, she loses out, she doesn't get a panasa, she doesn't have a right to collect the one-tenth of the nechassim. So who's a kasha on Rebbe? It's a kasha on Rav Nachman, how can they pass him like Rebbe? It's more says like kasha, there is no kasha. Hoda machoy, hoda le machoy. It depends if she, like a protests or not. If when she's a gedolah, when she gets married, they give her every small present, then she protests right then we say she has a right to collect one-tenth later on. That's Rebbe's halacha. But after the dig of our missionary, that a gedolah loses it, where she wasn't meicha, she didn't make any protest. So the answer is for her, she's meichel. Like when she got married, they only gave a very small present, and she accepted it. So by gedolah, we say she's meichel, and she can't collect later anymore. Only by ketana, we say she doesn't know what she's doing, that later she could collect. The Gemara says, "Hochi nami mistar." But this is a svar also. Tim came because if not for this, kasha the Rebbe had a Rebbe. Hashir, there's a stira Rebbe on Rebbe. The Tanya will learn like this. Rebbe Yoimer Rebbe says, "Bas hani zaynis menachim." A daughter that gets a panosa, a daughter again, she lost her father, and she's getting fed now from her brothers. The lachur is noitelis isin nechosim. She has a, when she gets married now, she has the right to collect one tenth of the father's nechosim for a dowry. So the diyukir is nizoynis in mashmona because she's getting a panosa. She's still a ketana. She's not a begeris yet. She's still getting her nizoynis. That's why she gets her dowry. She ain't a nizoynis. Mashmona, if she's a begeris already, that she doesn't get nizoynis anymore, is loy, then she doesn't get a dowry. So it's a kashan Rebbe, before Rebbe Paskin, that even though she's a begeris, still she collects a panosa. This is the proof that we just said. Hoda machoy, hoda loy machoy. If she's meicha, the pshat is, if she protested, said that she didn't get a present, then she has a right to collect it. Even though she's a begeris, so what? Allah Rabbi says that a begeris, is, if she's yisayma, when she gets married, she has a right to collect one-tenth of the father's nechassim for a dowry. And if right now they don't want to give it, and she protests, she's machor, she has a right later to collect it. But in the case where she doesn't protest, like she's meichel, then we say when she gives up her rights, she can't get it back again later. So shemamin, that's a proof. That's like we paskin like Rebbe, but it's only if the gedolah was meichel, she protested at the time to show us that she's not being meichel the rest of the money, but she has the money to collect it later. Oh, malay ravina l'rova, so ravina has to kasha to rova. That oh, malon ravada barava mishmecho, that rova, ravada barava says over in your name. The name of rova, that bogro ein atzricha limchais. That what if this yisayma, this girl that lost her father, when she becomes a bageris and she gets married now, she has a right to collect one-tenth of the nechassim, even if she's not meicha. Even at the time when she gets married, they give her a very small present and she wasn't meicha, she didn't protest then. Still later on, whenever she wakes up, she has a right to protest later to collect the full tenth, one-tenth. Niseis, same thing. Let's say she gets married now. The same thing, ain't tzricha limchos, even if she's not a bageris yet. But when she has nesuyin, if she's a nara, she's 12 years old, and she has nesuyin now. Even though they give her a very small present now, and even though she was in meicha, she didn't protest now, still we do not say it's like she's meicha, but later she has a right to collect it. But by geres v'nisais, let's say that Yisayma became 12 and a half years old, and later she first becomes nesuyin. Then it says over, she's bogra v'nisais, tzricha limchis. Then she has to be meicha. In this case, if she gets married and she accepts a small present and she's not, doesn't rebel then, she doesn't protest then, she can't collect later, then we say she's meichel. Only when you have these two things. When you have both, that she was nisais after she became a begeris. That's what they said over the name of Rava. For at the Gemara, miyam Rava Hochi, is it true that Rava say like this? For Eisvei Rava Rav Nachman, before Rava was the one that has the kasha and Rav Nachman and Rav Nachman Paschal like Rebbe, and Rav has the kasha from Yisoyim, he has the kasha from Deacon Amishna. Vishonaleim, we answered from Deacon Amishna was, Hodemachi, Hodelemachi. That we answered before that from our Mishna was Mashma, that if she's a Gedolah, and she doesn't get her tenth. And Rav answered before that that's talking about when she was not Meicha. Because according to Rav, even though before she's a Begeris, if she's a Gedolah, if she doesn't protest, she loses a tenth. And here it's a mashma that before she's a begeris, even without protesting, she doesn't lose a tenth. So what's a steer in Rava? So Rava says, no, Lakash, there's no steer here. Hatayu ho de ko, Mrs. Noi Minayu, ho de loiko, Mrs. Noi Minayu. It depends if she's still collecting her mazoinas, she's getting fed from the brothers. kol zaman she's getting fed from the brothers. Then Rava said his last din that she doesn't have to be meicha. If she's a nara, she's 12 years old, she's a gedola, but she's getting fed from her brothers. Her father died, and matnai ksuba, she gets fed from her brothers, from the money the brothers yasha from the father. So in such a case now, if she gets married now when she's still a nara, even though they give her a very small present, even though she's not meicha, she doesn't protest right now, still later she has a right to collect the one-tenth. Mashenkin, when did Rav before say that when she's a gedola, the from our Mishnah is that she has to be meicha in order to collect the tenth? That's where she's not being Mrs. No. She's not getting fed from the brothers. Now, as far as that when she's getting fed from the brothers, then we say the fact she was shosak, she kept quiet right now, she didn't protest, there's not a proof that she's being meicha. She's being shosak now because the brothers are nice to her anyway, but not that she's being meicha. But in the case where the brothers did not give her the money to support her, then we say, when she gets married now, and she gets a present, a dowry, smaller than a tenth, and she's not meichel, she doesn't protest, here we say she's being meichel. That was Rabbi's first day for our Mishnah. So the gedolah only has a right to collect a tenth if she's meichel, she protests right away. Now the Gemara says like this, Omar Rav Huna, Omar Rebbe, Parnosa Eina Kitanai Ksuba. This din of panosa, this dowry that a yisoyim a girl gets before she gets married, she gets a present, she gets this one tenth of her father's nechosim. He said, "Einu kitanai ksuba." Does not have the lochis like it tanai, part of the ksuba itself. So now the Gemara will explain what does it mean that this panosa is not like a tanai of the ksuba itself. Of the ksuba itself. So Gemara says, "Ma'ye einu kitanai ksuba." What do you mean to say this inyan that this yisoyim she receives a dowry when she gets married? It's not called like a tanai ksuba. Iname, if you want to tell me, dilu panosa tofim and mishabdi. The locker is when we have to give this yisayma the dowry, we even collect it from mishabodim. Now let's say the brothers sold the karka to somebody else. Now when the daughter wants, when the sister gets married, we take it away from mishabodim. And the locker is with tanai ksuba, loy tofim and mishabdi. But the tanai of a ksuba you do not collect from mishabodim. For at the Gemara, my kamashmalon, if that's all Rav Huna wanted to say, what's his bichirish? These are things that happen every single day. That's what we do. We take out for panosa, but we do not take from mishabodim from mizaynus. So if it's something that happens every single day, like everybody knows about this halacha, why did Rav Huna have to tell it to us? All right, turn over. So much like this. What he meant to say is dilu panosa gviya namim metaltli. When you want to collect for the dowry, we take it even from the utensils that the brothers yashin from the father. Well, tanai ksuba, that you collect either mizoinos or other things, ksubas banadichrin, things of a tanai ksuba, only from a karka gviya. You only collect it from karka, from property, from land, and not from metaltlin. For the Gemara is that true? No, if it's tanai ksuba, mikarka gviya, metaltlin lo gviya. That you do not collect it from metaltlin, only from karka. That's the difference. That for panosa, for the dowry, you collect even from metaltlin. Freddy Gemara though, but Laravidi, but Larebi, Freddy Gemara, Edividi, Migva Gvia. But according to Rebbe, it's Lakasha, as Rebbe holds, for both you collect even from Metaltlim. Tatanya will not like this. Echod Nechosim Shesh Lamachrais, whether Nechosim has Lachrais, it's like Karka. Viechod Nechosim Shem Lamachrais, whether it's things not, like Karka doesn't have Lachrais to it. Viechod Nechosim Shem Lamachrais. Not karka, metaltlim. Halacha is moitzin lamazon isha labonus. Divrei Rebbe. We collect from either metaltlim utensils things for mazon isha labonus and for the daughters. So you see clearly, even for the tanai ksuba, you collect from metaltlim. So according to Rebbe, what's the difference that panos is not like a tanai ksuba? Elo the Gemara says, my panos, what's panos means any tanai ksuba, look at the time, like this. If a father that's dying, and right before he dies, leaves over at Tzavor, he tells his sons, I do not want you to support my daughters. After he dies, he does not want this Tanai of the Ksuba, the bondless to collect the mezainas from the brothers, the lochers, ain't shayim loy. We don't listen to the father. Why? Because that's a Tanai Ksuba, he's Meshubit. He's saying, my Meshubit to support their sisters. Therefore, even though the father says not to do it now, we still have to support them. Mashenken, but And let's say the father says right before he dies, Al yispanasu b'noisov minichosov, I don't want you to give my daughters a dowry when they get married. Then Allah reshaimim loy. Then we do listen to the father. Why? Sha'apanah saying the ketanai ksuba. There's not called the real tanai ksuba the father's meshubitu. There's only like a mitzvah for the yisaimim to do it. So if the father told the yisaimim not to do it, they don't have to do it. That's his chiddush, to say that panos is not like a tanai ksuba. Right. Then the last time I said it, it must be like this.